Hi, Crystal.
Good morning, Tim. I have a question, okay? We heard you talk about your, I believe you referred to this tar and chip driveway.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're interested in having, you know, one done at our house, too. Okay, I called the company that did yours, but they said they don't have, they're not allowed to work in Northern Kentucky.
Really?
Yes, that's what they said. They didn't give me a reason. They just said they're not allowed to work in Northern Kentucky. So anyway, I got the phone book out, and I called as many blacktop, you know, contractors as I possibly could. So far, we have gotten an estimate from one, okay, about doing our driveway. And we are totally in the dark what we need to look for. Okay, how thick does that tar and chip need to be? Okay, we have an estimate right here. And our driveway, my husband says we have a rectangle that's about 36 by 25, and the driveway is probably 110 feet long. And we got an estimate of $3,380, okay?
Okay.
And he says he would apply, well, what he would be do, okay, he would regrade the existing gravel, apply a leveling course of DGA limestone and compact,
yep,
apply two layers of RS2 tar and two layers of number 9 limestone chips.
Yep, that sounds right. That sounds like the right process.
That's it.
What's on your driveway right now?
Just gravel.
Okay.
It's been there for 14 years, ever since we had our house built. And there is no holes in it. It's real solid. So
okay,
he was kind of impressed. He didn't feel like they had to do a lot of preparation in order to get started.
Yeah, here's the trick. First of all, I wrote an ebook about this process that's got all these incredible step-by-step color photos.
Uh-huh.
And you may want to get a copy of that book so that you can see exactly how the process is done.
Right.
You know, and then you could actually print this little booklet out and show it to this contractor and say, and actually put it in the contract and say, I just want to make sure that this is the way you're going to do it.
You yeah.
Know? Okay. And so, and if he, and then, and that way you're protected. Number two, I would not hesitate. In fact, I would highly recommend that you get at least three different locations, you know, addresses where this contractor has done this.
Right.
And go out and look at them.
Right. Okay. One other thing, Mr. Carter. We looked at your web page on the internet.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And we filled out the project sheet, and I think it says that there would be three contractors contacting us within 48 hours or something like that, but nobody has contacted us.
I don't even have a. I'm wondering if you're at the right website, because I don't have a. I don't offer a service like that, so I can't. I'm a little confused by what you're talking about. I don't have anything at my website where somebody would fill out something. And
you
then,
have nothing like that. Okay.
Oh no, that must. I think that's another. I think you might have been at another website where you found that. There are these services out there. In fact, it's really kind of funny you bring that up. I have this one company in France. I know this sounds crazy, and they keep bothering me about trying to put that kind of service on my website. And I keep telling them I don't want it on my website.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why is because of exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
There's a ton of these companies out there, and they're lead referral programs is what they are.
Yeah.
And some of these contractors pay that other website for the lead.
Uh-huh.
And I hear these complaints all the time where people type their name and address in and stuff, and then they never hear back.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
We're kind of surprised.
Yeah, well, I know that it can't be my website, or if it is, it somehow has been pirated on there, but I don't believe that's possible.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing, there is very few people. So far, I have only found one other company that says they actually do the tar and chip, but then I have never gotten to call them back. And I mean, I went through the phone book. I went down the whole list.
I'll tell you right now, and I cannot understand this. There are thousands of people. If you, in fact, there's a contractor in the west side of town that I met with this past Monday.
Yeah.
And he's an old friend of mine. He used to do all my excavating, and he's really grown the size of his company. It's called Randy Wayne. He does a lot of demolition work. And he's got some young sons coming up into the business, and I got him interested in it because he's got all the equipment. I told him, I said, Randy, this is like a gold mine. There are thousands and thousands of people here in the tri-state area who would do this.
Yeah, you know,
But there's nobody out there that'll do the work.
Yeah, I have seen that tar and chip up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And you know how severe the weather gets up there. The winters are just horrible.
If you were to come by my house today and saw my driveway, it is the only surface you would ever put in.
Yeah.
It is the only one.
Oh, I'm absolutely convinced.
Well,
you know,
you've seen the pictures of it on my website.
That's only maybe the highway department would do that. You know, you couldn't find anybody like to do your driveway.
Well, and here's the thing that's so crazy. On a residential scale, it is so simple to install it, you just can't believe it. It is so low technology, it couldn't be easier. I mean, imagine, here's how hard it is. Imagine spreading out hot maple syrup on your driveway. You know how thin that is.
Right.
And then immediately you just take wheelbarrows and you dump the clean gravel into the hot tar.
Uh-huh.
And you take this tool like a rake and you just kind of spread the gravel out. You can't put too much gravel on.
Yeah.
So you just dump it in there, spread it out, get it kind of flat, and then you roll over it with a steamroller about an hour later, and you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, and if there's any excess gravel, kind of broom it off of there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it sounds like he's doing the right thing.
I guess I should go back to the maybe Cincinnati phone book and see if I can find somebody over in Cincinnati that would come over here and do that for us.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep calling all the blacktop companies and see if you can find anyone.
Yeah.
And the number seems about right because they've got some prep work to do. Here's what's really important. That gravel, just before it's put down, has got to be as smooth as possible.
Uh-huh.
And it's because the tar and chip's kind of thin, see?
Yeah.
You know, so they've got to get the shape of the driveway just right. And they're going to use some material to do that, and they're going to use some labor and time. And
right.
Then the next day, they'll come in and probably put the tar and chip down.
Yeah.
So I think the number sounds close, but I would get another bid. And like I said, I'd make sure I'd go out
And
go
some of the
see,
work they have done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You must go look at two or three of the driveways this guy's done.
We checked the Better Business Bureau. They have a web page, and you can check some of these contractors out.
Yes.
But I believe it said that they were not a member of the Business Bureau, but there weren't any complaints. Now, if you are not a member of the Business Bureau, do they collect data on you?
Well, all they do, to the best of my knowledge, is they do keep a database of complaints, and that's why they just told you that they're not a member, but no complaints.
Uh-huh, that's what it said.
Let me tell you something. There are companies that are members of the Better Business Bureau that aren't that great. I know because I've had to deal with some of them in the past.
Right. I know
a lot of complaints. Yeah, just because a company is a member of the Better Business Bureau doesn't mean that they're a great company.
No, but it's a good way to check out how many complaints they had against them.
Yes.
And if they were ever resolved or how they were resolved.
Yes, that's correct. That's right.
Because they tell you all of that.
All right. Well, good luck, Crystal.
Okay.
And you should really consider that ebook of mine because when you see those photos of how it's done, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, how can we access the ebook?
Oh, well, just go back to my website, askthebuilder.com.
Askthebuilder.com, that's what we accessed.
Well, I'm telling you, when you go back there, you try to find the page where you saw this sign-up form, and tell me where that thing is, and I'll erase it.
Okay.
But anyway, when you go to the AskTheBuilder.com website, on the left-hand side, you'll see up at the top a category called Asphalt Blacktop.
Okay.
And in that, if you click that word, and in that category, there's two columns about tar and chip.
Yeah.
And inside those columns are a link that takes you to the tar and chip ebook.
Uh-huh.
All righty?
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, well, thanks, and you're going to love your driveway. I can't wait to hear about it when it's done.
Have a good day, and happy Father's Day.
Oh,
I hope you wish your daughter happy birthday this morning, because I assume you're a father.
Oh, yeah. and I got two other little, they're not so little anymore, two other ones. So.
Well, that's wonderful. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
And have a good day.
Okay, Crystal, I can't wait to hear about your driveway when it's finished.
Okay, I will call back after this.
I want to hear about it.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye.